What you might hear on the Dad Bodcast can be considered offensive. We have explicit content. You have been warned. Proceed with caution.
You're listening to the Dad Bodcast.
Let's get started.
Fuck those little kids.
We need a hock toy or huh?
So what the fuck is hock toy?
Did he know the reference? Oh, okay.
These Mormons know hock toy and I don't?
Yeah, dude.
Is it like a TikTok thing?
Yeah.
Oh. Only time I'm on TikTok nowadays is when you send me a video or she sends me a video.
Well.
And I only really laugh at yours because most of her videos are...
The original bit. Talk about giving a blowjob.
The guy asked her, like, what's like the best move that you can pull in the bedroom or something like that, and that's what she said.
What the fuck?
This is wise beyond her years.
It seems so. Let me guess, you know about this too?
No.
Stay off TikTok. No. What do you think? What do you think about them trying to? That's gonna make a word. Illegalize it.
To ban it.
Yeah, to ban it.
I hope they don't. I like TikTok.
Well, my problem is that supposedly the Asian companies, not Japan or China, I can't remember, they've even offered to make one specifically for the U.S.
They're just going
to
sell it.
They don't want to. They're refusing to sell it, but I think the U.S. is fighting it so much, they won't let them make a separate one that's locked down and U.S. controls it. It's just not owned by them. And they're still saying no. So we're just being assholes.
They still have like 7 months to figure it out, but they'll sell it.
Someone once was like, they're getting all your info from TikTok. I'm like, what fucking info?
They're getting all info
from everywhere. I'm a 46-year-old fat man in Boise. What info are they getting from me? That I watch a hot redhead shake her booty?
Right.
What's that going to give them?
But Facebook collects the same exact amount of shit and every other app that you use. And
yeah.
Who cares?
I'm sure Pornhub. Oh, sorry. They're shutting down, aren't they?
Pornhub shutting down? Really? Really? Why? Oh.
Because we're Idaho.
Idaho requires that?
Porn's illegal.
I thought it was only a couple states. You have to, like, put your fucking ID in when you go to visit a porn site.
Now that's collecting your information.
Fucking ridiculous, dude.
That's
who cares? There's going to be, like...
Look, XNXX is still free, and I'm still on that one.
There's going to be 100 million photo IDs in their database.
How you guys find that much time to watch?
Somebody else has found the time.
Lex has Mondays off. If you didn't know. Are you going to put your ID in there?
No.
Who are you going to put? You going to put Carter's in there?
when she said that they're closing down, I was like, well, it's still, you know, YouTube and RedTube and XNXX and like all they're going to do is by blocking is just people are going to move to a different site. Same with Netflix. You know, the last time I really used Netflix was because it's bullshit. I can't use it at work. So if there's a movie on there I wanted to watch, I can't. Even though
that's so weird.
Even though I'm still in the same freaking city, it doesn't let me use it at work. I'm 7 miles away. It doesn't let me.
That's weird.
It says I have to change my home. Maybe it's because, well, I don't know.
I have.
No, on a Roku, but
I have it on like 25 devices, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Never had an issue.
And it's just, it's fighting me, and I'm like, whatever, screw you, you're stupid.
Hmm? Oh, Argentina or something, before somebody hacked it in Argentina, because every time we'd log in, it was like, all of our stuff was in Spanish, and I'm like, who the fuck keeps messing with this? And then I looked on the website and the logins,
it's his
it
fault.
Was like Argentina login.
What was I talking about? And I said, I want to talk about this on here, because it's good.
Oh, wait. You were talking about that you got the knife in Oregon?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Now I remember. Huh? The tarp. So Riley's got a twin-size mattress, and he's been asking me for the foam, like the foam cushiony things. And so we got one at work because when we return an air mattress, we have to take the bladder out, deflate it, send just the bladder back. The rest of the mattress we just trash.
Okay.
So in these expensive air mattresses, you got the air mattress, the black eggshell foam, then a memory foam topper on top of that, a really nice gel memory foam one. And so I was bringing that home to him from work, but I didn't want to get it dirty. It was brand new. It's clean. So I had this canvas tarp thing with like a plastic lining inside it. So I put it on there and I rolled it up and wrapped it and folded it in half and then tied a rope around it and then made the rope bigger. So it was like a big, thick, you know, and I used it as like a duffel bag to carry it home.
Okay.
So Lex comes home. late that night, I'm sitting on the couch, and she sits down next to me. So there's the rope on my desk, the tarp on the couch, and I was like looking at my knife, and I noticed something was on there. So I went like this, and she brings out, I don't know exactly what she said. She goes, should I be concerned? There's a tarp, a rope, and you're sharpening your knife.
Did you hear what I was talking about my grocery order today, my delivery order?
That's what made me think about it. Yeah, when you said that, I don't know exactly what you said you got.
So I was going to go get beer for the podcast, but then I was like, I don't want to go to the gas station. I was like, I'll just do a Walmart delivery order. Well, I need bleach for the pool because I'm just going to start adding a excessive
straight bleach?
Amount of bleach. Yeah.
Calm down, Trump. Calm down.
Straight bleach.
Right into the veins.
So my Walmart delivery order was a case of Coors Light, a case of High Noons for Tana, and 6 gallons of bleach. And the guy like rolled up, and it was the same guy who delivered for like 2 days ago. He's got to make sure this shit's clean, you know.
Alexa's over here enjoying yours and Josh's love
our
book.
Our wedding.
Your wedding love book, yeah. I don't know how much you remember because the two drunk guys, last time I recorded, but there was so much about this, and Chase kept talking about being limp and then getting a hard on while he's staring at Josh. Oh, God, it is.
It was at the last part of the drunken podcast.
Yeah. So last week's. Oh, my God. That was a full on drunken podcast there.
In the midst of it, I didn't notice.
Even Tana was on it.
Well, Tana was drunk too because she was drinking inside and then.
Yeah, because she kept coming out here to get a drink every 5 minutes.
15 times. Like, what are you guys doing? We're like, still podcasting?
And then I said, we're talking about Dan's love book. And then Josh's like, what the fuck? I'm like, it straight up says love forever, like at the beginning.
It's a wedding album format.
This is us.
He was like, it's a wedding format.
Well, that's what he said. So he explained it on there. And he said, he's like, I was looking in the best template. And I was like, template? Oh, template. Okay. He goes, was the wedding one. So I went with that. I was like, oh, and you couldn't. Change the words? Like,
I don't know.
Couldn't do anything? Maybe. You had to leave?
Maybe you can, maybe you can't.
This is us forever, love. Did you notice how he kept going back and forth, though? One picture Dan had a beard, one picture Josh had the beard. He kept changing that shit around a lot.
I have to do an album, too. I did that years ago for them for Christmas, where we, like,
that's what he said.
All the pictures and just from years. And because you don't, like, you've got, what, 50,000 photos on your phone?
No.
How often? Well, I do. How often do you like?
They're all on a hard drive now because this one gets me like.
So now they're on a hard drive.
I get like.
So you're gonna
look
at them once every 5 years or something.
Yeah.
10 years, but nobody prints pictures anymore, and that's kind of a cool. You just like pick up a book and.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool. Tana like cut a pork loin tenderloin last night and just threw all this shit in the trash can, and it smelled like fucking death in the house today. The raunchiest pork wrapper.
We did a. Carne asada the other night, but we have a Bayou blend seasoning that we did a dry rub on it, which is so good. Lex thought it was a little spicy, but I thought the flavor was awesome. But it was carne asada we got from her dad and sisters. So whoever cut it, it was very fat. So we lost like half the fucking meat due to fat.
I get good flavor though. Oh, you trimmed all the fat off.
Yeah. But it was good. I didn't even save any for Carter. He was late coming home. And I was like, you wouldn't have liked the meat, so I ate it all.
Did you a favor.
Yeah, I helped you out. Go have some beans. So on to a little serious note here. I was reading today because I watch the news a lot. Well, Alyssa sends us. Alyssa, before I get onto my thing, I don't know what she set in her phone. So she just gets notifications for this news article. She downloaded a Newsy app or something.
Okay.
Every single one of them is like, 12-year-old raped and murdered. 13-year-old body found. I'm like, what the fuck are you watching? Like, where are you kidding the shit?
She reads it, and then it knows it. She's interested.
She doesn't read it, though. Mm. She, at least according to her, she never reads the article, just the headlines. And she has been texting Lex and I in a group text. See this article? See this article? See this? 5-year-old raped and then stabbed. I'm like, what the fuck are you looking at?
Like, not locally.
No, they're like, all you know.
Yeah.
California or something. It wasn't 5-year-old. I don't know. What was that?
She like set her news preferences to.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. Like
child freaking.
I mean,
atrocities.
I read the articles of some of these fucked up ones, but I still get some good news articles too. Like I don't like. I don't know how. Oh, she's only getting the bad because she's like, I don't choose it. That's just what's coming across my phone. I was like,
Yeah.
I have 7 different news things on here, and I don't get that many bad articles.
Most people would read that, though. They're like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's a hot news topic, I guess.
Well, yeah, because it's like the nasty, the bad, and the scary. That's what sells.
Yep.
I think it sucks.
I'm over here, and I'm like, Justin Timberlake got a DWI, bro?
That's such bullshit. Did you watch the video?
No. They had
a video of his car, and like, Justin's car, and he's just driving straight in the speed limit down the road. I'm like, why did they pull him over? And then I read...
he was driving a 2025
probably.
BMW.
I read an article, and I said he refused to do the test, yep. So I'm sure that's why he was arrested.
His lawyer probably told him.
Yeah, you know, well, my dad's lawyer told me the same thing, like... He goes, just tell me you're waiting for your lawyer, and then by the time I get there, I was like, oh, okay, well.
Well, you can do
or
that.
Or I just never get pulled over drunk driving.
Remember, we talked about that. You can do that in Jerome because it's like an hour until you get to the
place to
blow.
Yeah.
Like, by the time I get there, you're like counting your beers. You're like, yeah, I'll be fine.
Like, well, let me see. My lawyer's in Twin Falls, so.
You got to fake a heart attack.
I really got a poop.
No, he said he had one martini.
Yeah, which I went to make because I really want to try a martini. So I pulled out. I have when we were at New York, and we were at the Big Apple show thing.
Yeah,
I bought classic cocktails, New York's classic cocktails.
Okay,
so martini is like the first thing in there.
Yeah,
so I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna make it. Oh, this looks easy. I don't have any.
Vermouth?
Yeah.
You don't necessarily need it.
Bullshit. So I'm flipping through and like every fucking thing New Yorkers drink has vermouth in it. I'm like, this is bullshit. So I put that book back and I had a Moscow Mule or something.
You could do
something easy.
Olive juice instead of vermouth. Do a dirty martini.
And just pour it right out of the olive, the black olive can.
Not black olives. The green.
I know.
Gross. Kidney beans.
Get some of those sliced olives poured in there with it. Well, we were at the one of those Saturday markets or whatever, and one of them is a cocktail mixing company or whatever. So we bought a bunch of these little mixers, but I'm sitting there looking through each bottle, and they're just fucking different flavored bitters. I'm like, okay, so why do I not have? So obviously, my little, I have enough liquor in my bar. I just don't have enough of the other stuff I need to make the drinks.
My favorite martini is Plymouth Gin. And then it's 2 parts Plymouth Gin, 1 part of Lillet Blanc, which is a vermouth. It's fucking delicious.
Is it cheap?
What's Plymouth like, 30?
Well, I got to get permission from my accountant.
I think Lillet is probably more expensive than the gin, honestly. I think the vermouth, probably more expensive.
Yeah. See, that's what I mean. I've got some Bombay still. Not that it's the best, whatever. But I've got... The Irish one, I can't remember what that one was called.
I don't think that would make a good.
And then I have 2 bottles of it. Well, a bottle and a half of Aviation. So I have 3 different types of gin that I could try. But yeah, I was just maxed. I didn't have the vermouth, and I was like, this sucks. This is bullshit. Because I want to try to stay away from these, or I don't have a lot of these at home anymore. Like these canned cocktails, because I'm round. And so I was like, okay, if I make it myself.
So those Clearwater ones.
There's got to be better for me.
We looked up. You can't.
The 10 barrel, the Clearwater. No, Cutwater.
Cutwater. The Cutwater spirits, the White Russian. Delicious.
So good. Yeah.
It's delicious. But there's no nutritional information on the can. We looked it up. 660 calories in 1 can.
Jesus. See, there's.
That's a fucking lot for 1 drink.
10 barrel Greyhounds. Drink. Nothing on those either.
Those are probably like 300
calories. Holy shit. But I thought it was like law. They had to tell us or they you know, we're going
to
get fired.
Or they have to quit.
They have to quit right then. So I finally caught up to you guys from last time. Last night, I sat down and I watched the roast of Tom Brady.
Okay.
Bill Belichick fucking sucked. Tom Brady fucking sucked.
Yeah.
Tom
Brady was like butthurt through most of it.
Yeah.
He did not
when
take
he stood
it very
up
well.
And he told the Roastmaster, don't say that again. I'm like, dude, sit the fuck down.
But
like,
I heard like interviews from some of the roasters, like, afterwards that they were, like, trying to, like, going up and being like, hey, like, shaking his hand and stuff. And he just, like, snubbed him. He was just like, yeah,
yeah,
see you.
Yeah, fuck Tom Brady. He's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
He's like, he made fun of my ex-wife.
Well, it's like, so Burt Kreischer and Tom Segura, they looked very, obviously so many people were reading it, right? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They definitely, that is not their comedy. Like, somebody else wrote that and put it up there for them because they were for both, sure, like, you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't normal.
Yeah.
I didn't mind Kevin Hart. I get what you, I see what you're saying. Like, he was trying too hard. But I loved, fuck you, Tom Brady, like, just randomly throughout. I don't know. I thought that was awesome. I love that.
Tony Hinchcliffe,
I think Drew Bledsoe, fucking Bledsoe. I thought he did pretty good.
I got to look him up.
He was the one Tom Brady took his job. So he was the, was he the first or the second? He was the first or the second to go up there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he did good.
I thought he did awesome, especially for just being another quarterback.
Yeah.
Like, he's not, Edelman but sucked.
He didn't write it either.
Gronk, oh my God. Gronk just made himself look even more stupid.
But he, Gronk was a good, I loved, dude, people were throwing some digs on him.
Yes.
Like Nikki Glaser when she's like, she's,
oh my God,
the Bitcoin thing. She's like, even me know that you not know real not real money. Money. And
then Kevin Hart gets up there. I was like, I'm sitting next to him, and he's just laughing. He said, I did say that. So, I mean, there were parts that were good, parts that suck. Like, fuck Tom Brady. He literally was a bitch, and it just adds more to me not liking him because he was. It's like,
he is a bitch.
Supposedly,
he looks like a fucking middle-aged lesbian, too. Like, why?
Yes, and those boots.
Dude.
What the fuck? Somebody said, what'd you get those out of your wife's closet or something? Yeah. They all talk shit about his wife leaving for the karate man, which is awesome. Like, how does it feel that your wife's new boyfriend can kick your ass? But he's just a cocky, and this goes through his whole thing. Like, I've never liked him, but it just adds to it. He's just a cocky, stuck-up prick. Like, he's not.
He's good, though.
He is a good player. I'm not saying he's not a good player. But I cannot ever, me personally, say he's the GOAT. First off, for the multiple different cases of the cheating.
Yeah.
Second, he's supposedly the greatest coach in the world was his coach. But also, he threw the ball, but his players had to catch it. So why are they not getting credit? It all goes to just him.
They do.
I do get it. He is the most winning. He has 7 Super Bowl rings. No other quarterback has that.
Yeah.
Awesome. And he has Super Bowls with 2 different teams. Awesome, but it's also his surrounding people. So when he went to,
also Patriots haven't done shit since he's,
yes, and that kind of adds to everybody's hoopla about the dumbass. But when he went to Tampa Bay, he took a receiver and Gronk with him.
Yeah,
so he still had his main guys with him.
Yeah,
so it's and like one of the people who said, you know, that they made new rules for him. That's true too. He's the one that got all these little protection rules. So all these other people, Joe Montana, Troy Aikman, Bart Starr, Brett Favre, they didn't have these rules, and they were still breaking records, and they weren't protected like he was.
But how long has he played?
23 years was he.
Brady?
Yeah, he was.
I was thinking he played.
He was drafted in 2000.
Okay. So he's had, Brett Favre.
Yeah, nobody else is. I mean, he's had the career, and I get it well into his 40s, you know, because he's 46 now.
Yeah.
But also he retired, came back, where other ones retired, stay retired.
Yeah.
But also some other quarterbacks, like Dan Marino was a great quarterback in his time, but then he didn't want to retire fully, so then he came back, and then he had the worst fucking year ever. Aaron Rodgers, awesome fucking quarterback, goes to the Jets, gets hurt in 30 seconds.
Yeah.
It's just like, so they're awesome on these teams that are built around them, and then they go to another team, and it doesn't quite work out. Where Tom Brady was on a team that's built around him, goes to Tampa Bay, and it works out. But Tampa Bay and New England have the same plays, the same scheme, the same setup.
Like somewhat built around them, and not to act like I know a shitload about sports ball, because I don't. But it's also it takes that perfect place, perfect people, perfect place, perfect time to get that symbiosis to where they're all just kind of clicking,
and that's what I'm saying. So he took his receivers, but also again to back him up, so when Tampa Bay took him, you're not going to be the coach, the owner, or whatever of a team and be like, we're taking Tom Brady. Now you're going to learn a whole new way. Yeah. No, they're like, okay, we're taking Tom Brady and we're going to change our ways so that you look good too, you know, to play around you. Yeah, he's got an arm. He can throw. I'm not saying he doesn't know football. I think he's going to suck. I don't think he has the right personality to be commentator. So I think he's going to suck. I'm glad he's going to Fox. He's going to suck at commentating.
No, he's going to get all offended and.
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking pussy, though, dude. Like,
where Tony Romo is fucking awesome at it. Like, he's like, okay, now watch this. He's calling plays before the plays. He knows the game, but he's also got the good personality and the right style. Terry Bradshaw, over the years, has gone up, but he always had kind of the, like, boring. Gronk tried. Gronk can't do commentary. Gronk is too stupid.
Yeah.
Gronk no right Gronk, words.
Gronk. Gronk don't know spelling well.
But I don't know. I'm hoping personally, again, that he falls on his face, but I do think he's going to be horrible at commentating. I think he only got the contract because he's Tom Brady.
Well, no shit.
You know, like.
No shit.
Yeah.
Because it's almost like a. It almost like serves them better for ratings.
Yeah, because more people are going to be like, oh, shit.
So they probably don't give a shit.
And I'll tell you what, I think, and it's not that I'm in love with the guy or think the team is great. I think Mahomes is going to break every fucking record Tom Brady ever set. He's already halfway to most of them if he hasn't passed some of them. There are other great quarterbacks that don't have to cheat.
Right. Yeah.
You know, him and his stupid coach.
Belichick.
Like, fuck it.
Yeah.
And
is definitely a cheater.
Yeah. That's the one thing that started my hate for him.
But it's like pretty prevalent, I would imagine, in the.
I'm sure.
In the world of,
I'm sure there are many other. Yeah, I'm sure there are other teams that are filming other teams' practices. And
oh, for sure.
Riley tried to argue me. No, practices are open. Look, it says I found on the internet where some fans can go to practice, like not their main practices.
No,
those are not open to the public. They're not open to other teams. They're closed. That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Like they're gonna have like a scrimmage or like okay, tomorrow's the game. We're gonna have a fuck around practice that's open and public can come watch. But normal practices are not.
But there's still probably 1,000 people there. Watching those practices. Yeah.
So like when we went to...
And out of those, plenty of potential spies.
Well, one of the times I went to the Cowboys, AT&T Stadium, we also went into... I want to say it's Austin is where the Star is. The Star is their practice. It's their training building. Went there. We got to tour it. And I don't consider myself huge, but I also don't consider myself small. But when I stood on the two-way mirror and I'm watching these guys work out, I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, they're big boys.
Yeah. But as you're walking and you're walking through this building, you can see them out in the lawn practicing. So you can see some of that. And I'm sure somebody could have their phone like, there's apartments on the other side of it, which are supposedly all for just the players. There's, you know, houses. There's ways.
Like drone.
Yeah, there's definitely ways people can get in there and cheat. And they got caught. And I don't know if you paid attention, but Tom Brady, in my mind, this is him admitting to it. And he's like, when he came up talking, he's like, so all these companies, they spent $20 million to come out and say, we're pretty sure he did it. He probably did it. He goes, you would give me the $20 million. I said I did it. I was like, yeah, because you did. You know, not once has he denied it.
No.
I did like Edelman.
They got caught pretty red-handed with the whole Deflategate
thing, too. Oh, yeah. All the gay jokes were pretty good. Edelman, he's like, somebody needed to drain his balls. I'm like, Jesus, so much gay going on. But and then Kevin Hart, he's like, all this white boy jokes with the gay and the dicks. And he looks back at one of the black receivers and goes, how many dick jokes were thrown your way in the locker room? None, right? None.
It was pretty good. Who do you... Who do you think would be, like, a perfect person to roast?
I honestly think, and I'm a little biased because he's my favorite comedian, Bert Kreischer. He laughs so much in his laugh. I mean, you heard him snorting a little bit. Did you go off?
Just one. There we go.
His laugh is funny, and sometimes he gets that, like my brother Josh, that high-pitched squeal. Like, his voice gets higher when he's...
But he's too likable.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's why it's perfect, but he can also take it. Do you know what I mean? Like, he wouldn't be a bitch like Tom Brady. Kevin Hart is too much of an easy target at how small he is.
I like the people that are kind of like middle of the road where they're like, you love them or hate them type thing.
Okay.
That's the perfect roast because then the jokes
I guess
because it's like everything would be a. I'm not saying a Bert Kreischer wouldn't be funny, but it would be just comedy. It would just be like happy-go-lucky jokes. It wouldn't be those ones where like it hits and everybody's like, ooh.
I guess for me, rough. I'm just thinking because this has always in the past been a comedy thing. Like they roast comedians or comedic actors. Like
not necessarily. They roasted what, Trump and
yeah, but how long ago? That's what I'm saying. Like now, yeah. Now it's getting more open. So me, I always go straight to a roast is comedy, so I'm gonna pick a comedian. See, that's a comedic actor. I was gonna say Chevy Chase, Bill Murray, you can come up with some great stuff. Stephen King, I think, would be a good one because you can come up with some jokes about how fucking mental he is.
Yeah.
Or how you're scared of him, you know, like,
yeah,
I don't know. There's many I would watch. Bobby Lee. Dude, I fucking love Bobby Lee. Again, it goes back to the comedian though.
Yeah.
The Asian guy, oh, I can't think of his name. Ken Jeong from, the Hangover movies.
No.
Did I love that? You don't like him either?
No, I fucking hate that guy.
God damn. You don't like him or Ryan Reynolds? Fucking no, do you dude, like?
They're just.
Just no, fucking Luis J. Gomez?
No fucking talent.
What?
No talent, bro.
What?
That little Asian guy just like shrieks and screams and jumps around like a little fucking monkey and shows his little pee-pee. Like, dude, it's
that's
not
one
funny.
Movie. Okay, it was three of them.
It's all of the movies that he's in.
Have you seen him in annoying as fuck. Community? Where he's at the community college with Chevy Chase. There's a TV series on for a long time. He's in that. That's awesome.
Nope.
He's a judge on Masked Singer. He's fucking hilarious in there. I don't know. Nope. I will not agree with you. I think he's got a shit ton of talent. And he's a doctor. So he can fucking fix your broken shit.
He should have just stuck with that.
I don't know. How about you? Who do you think?
I don't know. I kind of asked that question like not really knowing an answer myself. Yeah, I have no fucking idea.
You can't think of one you would like to see?
Jeff Bezos or Mark Zuckerberg would be funny. Because they're like fucking robots.
I agree. I think everybody roasting them would be funny. I think they would be like Tom Brady. I don't
think they would get...
I think some of it they would be a little bitch about.
Zuckerberg is like would just be... He has like... That one like emotion that just—it's just his like persona. It
yeah,
just shows through all the time. It's just like a weird robot smile. Like that's what he would do the whole time.
You know,
but
who
he would be good.
Who I would love to see them roast are people like Vladimir Putin. Some other who just fucking talk shit about
Kim Jong Un.
Like that's who I want to see. That would be hilarious.
Yeah,
but you know they couldn't be there, or they'd have to be like. I don't know, no. Prison shackles or something. Like they would cause some kind of problem. Yeah. Call. I think those two would be awesome. Partially, I mean, it sucks because obviously you'd want them there to see the expression, but also sometimes I'm thinking about it now, like even some of these dead people from the past.
You
like,
can't because then you can't, you, they can't defend themselves.
Exactly. But like, I mean, can that. You think of the stuff that can come with Christopher Reeves or.
For sure.
You know, like. Yeah. Michael Jackson. You can't see. Yeah, you can't see their face and their expression, and they can't come back. And I do say the only thing Tom Brady came back with that made me chuckle was "fuck you, Kevin Hart," because Kevin Hart was doing it to him. And I just thought he sucked at his comebacks.
Yeah.
And it was kind of fucked up to. You can be here, but you'll always be in my shadow or something like that. I was like, fuck you, dude. Peyton Manning's way better than you, bitch.
It's just a... He definitely, like, took it to heart.
Yes.
Like, he was very butthurt.
Which, again...
You could tell.
I don't think he literally said, will you guys roast me? I think they said, we'd like to do a roast for you. And he's like, okay, yeah, let's do it.
But don't they review the jokes and stuff?
I would think so, but I mean, they can't...
They tell him, like, what's off limits?
They would probably have like a little meeting
yeah.
where they would ask, you know, what's not, but they can't give away everything because then his reactions wouldn't be
I'm sure they say like
what word am I looking
like,
for?
What's off limits? Like don't talk about my dead kid,
yeah,
or, like stuff like that.
Yeah, like I'm sure he didn't say Giselle's off topic or anything, you know, because they did it.
But they just spun it on him.
I love how all of them in the game were talking so much shit about Coach Belichick.
Yeah.
And then he comes out as a surprise guest. I thought that was great.
He was that whole, like, don't say that again.
Yeah.
That's
I don't remember what they said.
You can just tell that's like him. He's like, don't fuck with my future prospects with the NFL.
Yeah. What was it? What was it? It was the guy.
Like, when you're out, you're out.
What can I say about the, who was the Roastmaster General?
Tony Hinchcliffe?
No. No, the bald guy. He's, that's all he does now is he's Roastmaster General. Jeff Ross. Thank you. He was the one he said it to. And I don't remember what he said, but I'm like, you go into these things. I mean, if you have a brain at all, if you know anything about what's going on in the world today, and they say we're going to roast you, you know that you're going to get shit talked to you. Yep. And it's going to be,
yep,
like Kevin Hart said, it's going to be uncomfortable before, you know, it's like, so why get butthurt over it?
But he was like, whoa, I can't even, like, I think he felt like he had to kind of like come and step in and be like, and don't say that, because that's the owner of the team they were talking about.
But he was out there in the crowd laughing along.
Yeah, but I feel like it's
but he's never playing again.
That, but it doesn't matter.
I sure fucking hope
he wants to either own a team, coach a team.
Oh yeah, he said he isn't he
something
like
something like that, dude.
Trying to buy part of the Raiders. Oh, there's a team to buy, dumbass.
Yeah, but if you don't,
it's probably the only one available to buy because the Raiders suck.
Dude, they probably make so much.
It's that or the Washington. Though, or sorry, it's not the Redskins. Sorry,
the they make Commanders so much money, though, in Vegas.
Well, yeah, that's why they moved to Vegas.
A lot of fucking money.
And that's why one of the best casinos got torn down so they can put up a baseball stadium. I'm sure they're going to bring the Oakland Athletics there. So then Oakland has no teams.
Tropicana? Is that where they're putting them?
Yeah. That's the baseball stadium's going right there. That's why they tore it down. Oh. Well, it's not far from the football stadium. It's not far from the dome.
Tropicana's not the best. So that place sucks balls.
I love that place. You know that motherfucker because it's one of the oldest ones.
It's way old. It's stinks in there.
So you know that motherfucker has mob ties. You know there's dead bodies somewhere on that lot.
Old-ass mob.
That's why it's awesome. The history of it. Not because I don't gamble. Like, well, I don't, the slot machines, whatever. Either, but I like the older shit.
It's all grungy and
see, the Mirage is done now, too?
It's like 7-foot ceilings through the whole place.
You can reach up and just touch that.
Like, it's so weird in here.
The Mirage is gone. Well, it's not gone yet, but they shut it down. There's no more Mirage.
Really?
There's no more fucking water volcano. Yeah, that's the next one that's going.
No shit.
Yeah. I don't know what's going in its place, but yeah, that's the next one that's gone. So
be interesting to see what they...
That one, they've got to put another casino because it's right in the middle of the strip.
But they haven't done, like... Here's a disappointing thing, because, like, all the new hotels don't have, like, the feature attractions out... Like, the free feature attractions out front.
Like the waterfalls or Caesar's Palace. Is that the one?
No, like, the show's, Venetian? Like... So you got, like, Excalibur has, like, the pirate ship fucking... Or the... dragon thing that comes out.
Oh,
you
I see.
Got Bellagio has the fountains. Mirage Bellagio has the
had the water volcano.
Volcano.
Which was all kind of a fountain thing, but yeah.
The pirate ship outside of whatever the fuck.
Treasure Island. I was like, Treasure how Island. The fuck can I not I think know. Of it?
But like, the Aria doesn't have shit. No. Cosmopolitan doesn't have shit.
New York, New York's got the roller coaster.
New York has a roller coaster.
The Statue of Liberty. Yeah.
Paris has like the big, you know.
Oh, the hot air balloon and the Eiffel Tower.
But there's like nothing other than that, like Cosmo, Wynn, Aria. What else? I know.
But those ones suck too. Like
they're beautiful, but inside they're like.
I hate the fucking Cosmo, dude. Lex and I went in there again, that and I think it was the cause. Yeah, she's like, let's gamble here. It's like, there was no ashtrays for her to smoke, which is fine because I don't smoke. But everybody's like, oh, it just seemed like uppity and not a single free drink. We were in there for hours.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, fuck you, dude.
That shit's gone, man. Yeah. I don't think you get that anywhere anymore. That's why I don't.
I got it in jackpot.
I never do, dude. I got like
this last time we were there.
The last
I got
time
like,
was the most drinks I've got.
Yeah, I was
gonna
say I got like two or three. Well,
in the past fucking like six times.
Then you and I went up to the bar and got a few.
Yeah, you gotta gamble to get it.
Dude, I liked our last Vegas trip. Like, you know, the girls were doing their thing, and we'd just go up to the bar, put in some money on the Vito poker, get
That's
a drink.
The trick,
yeah,
bro. Yeah. You just slow play it. You're like, you act like you're going to press the button. You wait to get eye contact with the bartender, and then you press it, like, while you're looking at him.
Yeah.
And then he comes over. He's like, hey, you should go get something to drink? Yeah. Do whatever, and then cash out. Fucking out of here.
Especially in Jackpot there, both times we did it, I cashed out on top. One was $3, one was $8. So,
but even if you spent, whatever, $3-$5, it's probably cheaper than buying a drink and quicker.
Yeah.
You can't even buy a drink.
But the crazy thing is, so we did that, and then I go sit down. As soon as I sit down, a lady's like, drinks? I'm like, oh, I already got one. And then I didn't even think about it because you ordered another. I was like, God damn it, I should have done that too.
By the time you get done with it,
yeah,
she's going to be coming back around.
I still have my lucky rock. I kept it. I brought that fucker home.
It was not lucky.
It was not lucky at all. I lost, but I still have it. Me, Lecton, you win some too that at night, the last one we did.
And it went shit.
I won $200. Lex won like 180. Then Tana won something, and then she cashed out, and then you got on.
Out of like the 25 times I've been to Jackpot, probably in my life, I've left with money 4 times. 3 of those times were playing a poker tournament, mm-hmm, where it wasn't even against the house. It was against other people. The other time was that one time that I hit in the slot machine right when you go into Barton's, like right off to the right. There's like those main ones. And I think I hit like $600. I lose $600 every time I go there, personally.
I usually win, and then Lex takes that winnings and loses it.
Yeah.
But my thing is we go down there with $1,000. I'm not expecting to bring $1,000 back.
Nope.
That is for our weekend, whatever we go down there with. That is for our fun for that time.
Yeah.
And it is money well spent because we had a blast doing it. So if we come back with $75, I'm like, woohoo. You know what I mean? I wasn't planning on coming back with anything, so I'm okay.
Especially if it's in your pocket.
Yeah, usually it is. Because usually she'll give me here's $200. I'm like, 100 into my pocket. Yep.
You're like, nope, that's like that's like disappeared.
Yeah.
It's mine now.
I lost that quick. It's like, were you max betting? Yeah, it's the only way to win. I do want to be on European vacation. And, you know, just walk in, put in a dollar, hit max bet, and just win big. I would love for that. It's not, I know it's like the odds of that are not big, but
yeah,
I always try it once. So I usually put in a 20 and I max bet and hope for it. And then I'm like, okay, back to a penny.
I think you probably have more odds of getting struck by lightning.
Yeah. Which, if that's what it takes for me to win, fucking strike me by lightning. I don't care. Like, let me.
You know what my dad used to call the money? Like that money, like if you go gambling or whatever and you like, she gives you your share and then you just like pocket some and you come home with it. He calls it hodo.
Hodo? Like
the money the ho don't know about.
Worst part was all that went to paying credit card or something. Like,
it's already spoken for, it's still, it's a nice little.
But yeah, it was nice because like, you know.
And she should have got you like your 4th Blackstone for Father's Day, dude.
Have you seen my Blackstone? The one I have now?
Yeah.
So the lid is all deformed.
And it's rusted down. The one in the
backyard. And it's all rusted. So my plan was, and one of the burners doesn't heat up a lot. So you have to kind of like squeeze everything to one side.
Okay.
Because it is our oldest one. We use it a lot. I mean, this time of year, we're cooking every meal on it. But the new ones, they got smart and they have like bars that, you know, cross bars. So the lid, you open it, it's solid. Like my lid, it's all wobbly and shit and deformed, and then the bolt pops out, and I got to put the bolt back in.
Didn't see you put the bolt
back. So it was just like, I was like, yes, it still kind of works, but it's also the time to where, like, we get a new one because they were on sale for $4.99, same size. Not only did it have a better lid, but underneath where the storage shelf is, it was doors, so you open it up, and that's all enclosed.
Yeah.
The propane is enclosed in there. And then it had a table that came off to the side here that folded out. So it makes, like, this L shape, so you could put your stuff on there.
Oh,
so it just had more features, and it was cheap. And I was like, and then we could probably sell the other one for, like, $200.
So what did you get? Because
it still works. From her, nothing. I take that back. Went to the car show with Carter and the other kids. We went downtown to the car show. I was like, well, what's my limit again? So if there's a booth and I find something, she goes, $50. I'm like, it was $100 yesterday.
Should have spent it while you had it, bro.
Yeah. So ended up that $50 went to Dutch Brothers for everybody.
Damn,
so
you spent
my father's dead. Well, his Dutch Brothers and then some drinks at the gas station on the way to the car show. So pretty much my father's day was spending money on the kids.
Yeah.
Which is right. Whatever. Alyssa got me a coaster, said something about my daughter, or having a daughter is like having a drunk best friend who thinks you're rich or something. And a necklace that I was wearing, but it was irritating me because it was a Temu necklace. Irritating my neck, so I took it off. But it was kind of cool. It was like a protection locket, but like you open it and there's the little Buddha coin inside. I was like, that's kind of cool. So it's just, it's sitting at home.
Yeah.
And then she got me another full card, but it's like, again, Temu. So it's like cheap. So it's hanging up at home.
Yeah.
Carter gave me, so he Carter listens. So when we're in Oregon, we were at one of the gift shops and I was talking to Lex and I was like, you know, what's crazy is how many times we've come here and I love this place and I'm a fucking pirate and I love pirates and I have never once bought a pirate ship while we were in Oregon. I don't have a single. So he got me a ship in a bottle, a pirate ship in a bottle. Nice. And it's about the size of the, I mean, wider, but the length of the can. So it's kind of cool sitting up on the mantle right now. Riley got me a fake Swiss Army knife from Seaside that says Seaside, Oregon on it. And then like number one dad. And
nice.
Probably never use it because it's going to fall apart the first time I try to cut something, but whatever. It was, you know, it was like the thought that counts.
Yeah. I think fathers honestly, I just want to be left alone.
That was the thing. It was like
some goddamn peace and quiet.
I was the one who had to take the kids out. I was like, isn't this backwards? Like, shouldn't she take the kids and I get, you know, I can stay home and play golf on the Xbox or something and like I get peace and quiet? But no, I'm the one stuck with the monsters. And she got to be alone and enjoy the day. I was like, wait a second. Wait a second. But, I mean, you know, it was cool. Are you eating, like, packing peanuts?
Yeah, they're edible.
The fuck is wrong with you?
They're edible.
Well, I get that they're non-toxic, but you're weird. It's just, it's weird. They probably have no flavor, right?
Amelia, you cannot, that's an actual packing peanut.
Yes. Well, it's, I mean, it's not necessarily edible. It's just non-toxic. It's not going to kill you, but it's still a styrofoam packing peanut.
It's not edible.
They don't put it on the box. Please eat these.
I was like, is that some new candy thing? It's like literally a packing peanut.
Yes, it's styrofoam.
What the
fuck? I mean, I do get it because they have taken steps and they make it so it's non-toxic because babies get a hold of them, you know, or something. But
she's not a baby, dude. You no, be just what the fuck? Packing material. Wrong with you?
Next, she's going to move on to box tape.
Should we wrap it up?
No.
Dad bods out, bitches.